This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
We all headed to backward, back in park.
Chris Ello.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put an end to all of the back-end parkers. I'm just going to ram somebody in the driver's side door.
And Matt Scraby.
Now I'm being judged because I pull forward into my parking spot.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Yes, we are. 3 o'clock is the time. We welcome you back to it, Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello. And Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, as you know, getting down to get prepared for tonight's, I think Tony's on television tonight, actually, crossing over to work with Don Orsillo on the TV side tonight. Jesse Agler will be on the radio. That's the way I understand it. But either way, Padre baseball right here on 97.3 The Fan tonight at 6:40, Sam Levitt's pregame show an hour before that. And Tony will be back with us on this program. We got our countdown coming up at the bottom of this hour. Frank, you're involved in the countdown today.
So I am.
We'll look forward to that. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, Tony will join us for our Big Five. So a lot still to get done here. Earlier today, the Cincinnati Reds with a 6-2 win over the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Andrew Abbott having a nice year for the Red Legs. He got the win today, 7 scoreless innings against the hot-hitting Cubs, only allowed one hit, and the Reds' bullpen hung on from there. Emilio Pagan, our old friend, 14th save of the year for Cincy today in a 6-2 win for the Red Legs. Cubs had a 4-game winning streak snap. That was the only day baseball today. Of course, last night, and we're going to talk about this a little more in the next segment, Frank's New York Knickerbockers, despite Frank rooting against his own team.
What's it? He didn't root against them.
I know.
Against them.
Kidding you. But they got a win, and they won it rather comfortably over Indiana, 111-94. So the Knicks stay alive in the East. Game 6 will be tomorrow night. We'll talk more about that. Also last night, if you missed it, Edmonton, I know you hockey fans, but I still get into the Stanley Cup, especially when they get down near the finals. Edmonton beat Dallas 5-3, so it'll be an Edmonton-Florida rematch in the Stanley Cup finals. It is only the second Stanley Cup rematch in the last 41 years. The other one was Pittsburgh-Detroit, played back-to-back in 2008-2009. They split those two series. Before that, Frank, you got to go back to 1983, 84.
Yep, that was.
And I know you weren't alive, but Islanders, I know you know it. It was the Islanders and Edmonton, right? The Islanders won the last of their four against Edmonton in 83. And then in 84, Gretzky and company won their first of many, returning the favor to the Islanders. So it should be, you know, look, last year, Edmonton, Florida, whether you care about either of those two teams, if you're a fan of sports, seven games, Florida won the first three. Edmonton tied it and was looking to, you know, win it from 3-0 down, but Florida was able to prevail. And if you like really good, you know, play in it, whatever sport you're watching, Connor McDavid is worth watching for Edmonton.
Even that, and Leon Draisaitl, his line mate, they're incredible.
But,
especially
McDavid sets everything up.
Yes.
And the way he skates and the way he sees the ice, he's not Gretzky because nobody's Gretzky, but he's a pretty good facsimile. He does some remarkable things out there. So,
but all that wonderful setting up means absolutely nothing if you don't have a guy that can finish the job.
You don't get an assist unless the guy makes the basket. So, or puts the puck in the back of the net, as they say. All right, let's go to today's Daily Gambit, shall we?
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, Daily Gambit, where we talk about, that part of the sports world. But we keep it in perspective. Don't let it get out of perspective in your world. Last night, both Tony and I were 6-2. We did well. Frank, I didn't get an official record for you, but I know that you got the Indiana bet right because you picked
wrong,
right. You took Indiana plus the 4.5 points against the Knicks.
And then you guys excluded me from the game.
We excluded you for a while, yes, after that. But, the Knicks, we bet under. The game went under. Towns outscored Siakam. Jalen Brunson did go over 30.5 points. Tyrese Halliburton was basically a no-show.
He only had 8 points last night,
8 points, 6 assists. They're going to need a lot more of that from him in Game 6. Mackenzie Gore last night, again, 7 innings, no runs, 8 strikeouts, no walks, but didn't get the win. The game went into extra innings. So Gore continues with a 2-5 record, but pitching lights out and leading Major League Baseball now with 101 strikeouts.
He's really turned a corner in his career.
He's found
his little niche in Washington. Yeah. And he is exploiting it every chance he has.
There's no way we could come up with every angle possible right now, but
it's been fantastic
getting Juan Soto and them getting Gore and Wood and now Bobby Barrels is up too. Yeah, the Nationals are, getting the edge on the Padres there. The only way you can try to look at it as a Padre fan is to say, well, when we traded Soto, we got Michael King and in another roundabout way got Dylan Cease.
Yep.
You have to stretch a little bit now to try to make that trade look better for the Padres, but it is what it is. And Juan Soto's now your problem anyway, Frank, so you have fun with that.
I am, actually.
All right, here we are tonight. We got a couple of games to take a look at. Padres and Pirates over under 7.5 runs tonight. Not very many with Mitch Keller and Nick Pivetta. Two good pitchers, I will say that. Frank, I'll let you go first. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go over. I have it on the sheet there. What's Mitch Keller's ERA?
3.66. Pretty good.
Oh, okay. I thought it was over 6.
No, and Pavetta's, we know he's having a nice year.
Pavetta's
one of the leaders in the National League at 2.72. I'm going to also say over, though, because I think the Padre offense is due to get it into gear a little. They did, as a matter of fact, the last two games against the Marlins.
Yes.
So hopefully they keep that going. Up the freeway tonight. If you're wondering whether anyone around the rest of baseball will even know that the Padres are playing tonight, they won't. Because the entire baseball world and ESPN and everybody else, MLB Network, going to be watching the Yankees and the Dodgers. They're going head-to-head tonight in L.A. World Series rematch. Yankees are favored tonight, though, by 1.5, because the Yankees have Max Fried pitching. Dodgers have Tony Gonsolin pitching. I'm going to go with Max Fried. He has been all that. 7-0 with a 1.29 ERA. I'll take the Yankees tonight. Right?
If there was ever a time for us to have a meteor strike anywhere.
Dodger Stadium tonight?
Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine.
Can we not have any of the fans injured, though, Frank?
That's fair.
Okay.
That's,
we don't want to lose everybody.
Well, is... As long
yes,
as
I know, but just people in Yankee Dodger uniforms.
Yes.
At least, yeah, put them out of commission for a while.
Yes. Okay. So just some sort of apocalyptic event to happen in Chavez Ravine this evening would be very nice.
It is hard to root for either squad tonight up there, but you have to pick one here. So, now that's right. You're a Mets fan, so you really hate the Yankees more than most of us.
And you know what? I think that's going to override. I hate the Yankees more than I hate the Dodgers. I'm sorry. I'm taking the Dodgers. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You don't have to sorry. This is important. There's a lot at stake here. Pride. All right. Well, put your Mets on the board tonight. They are entertaining the Rockies. It is pretty comical. 9-47. The thing that gets me is the Mets are only favored by 1.5 runs. Which is pretty much the normal line.
Who's going tonight for the Mets?
Well, David Peterson, who's pitched well.
Yeah.
And Kyle Freeland, he of the 0-7, 5.86.
That's Mets.
We'll pick the Rockies. You're taking the Mets?
Yeah, I'm taking the Mets.
Oh, so am I. I mean, this is... I bet against the Rockies every game. And there was a big article about this, by the way, in some of the... I don't remember which publication was, but talking about how Vegas is losing its butt on the Rockies now because everyone's betting against them. It's an obvious bet. Why would you bet the Rockies ever?
And right I showed this to you yesterday. The Rockies on the flight to New York. One of their PR people or their social media people took a picture outside the plane. You could see the northern lights, and it was a beautiful shot. One of the best comments I saw was this team is so bad at baseball, they're turning into a travel account now. Like as best scenes
they can
of your,
just show
of a
scenery.
Vacation.
Yes.
It's so
I think somebody
so
else noted that the minor league teams shouldn't have flights to New York. They should be on a bus.
Yes, I thought AAA teams took a bus. That was another good one.
All right. Mets over the Rockies, both of us. Max Fried, Tony Gonsolin, strikeouts are even. 4.5 for both. Who do you like here? I like Fried. Gonsolin's okay, but I might go out there.
Yeah, I'll take Fried on that as well.
All right, tomorrow, here's your chance, Frank. Indiana, -4 in game 6 against your Knicks. Are you going to pick against the Knicks again? Everybody wants to know whether you're going to try to ride with the same strategy that worked for you last night, or are you going to come around and root for your own team?
I'm taking the Pacers,
the
baby.
The circus is in town.
Let's go.
The
We're taking the Pacers. We're not changing a thing. A brilliant 5D chess move on my part yesterday. All I'm doing it again tonight, and I'll get killed for it.
Understand out there that Frank is a lifelong Knickerbocker fan.
Yes.
I'm not, so I'll take the Pacers just because I think they're going to win the series. All right, last one. Jalen Brunson or Tyrese Halliburton tomorrow. Points scored. Do you want Halliburton or Brunson -10? So Brunson's actually favored by 10 points over Halliburton.
Get more points than
right. So you got to subtract 10 from Brunson's total. I'm going to take Halliburton.
Yeah, that's a lot
too many
of points.
Halliburton,
yeah, that's
good. I don't know what happened to him last night, but I have a feeling he's going to show up big tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take Halliburton on that.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, a little more on that Knicks-Pacers game 5, game 6 coming up, and does it really matter who wins Knicks-Pacers? Because most of the people out there think it doesn't. We'll explain after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Frank, Big Frank's alongside. The original Big Frank was, do you know who?
No, I do not.
Really?
Yeah.
Frank Thomas.
Oh,
the Hall
yes.
of Fame first baseman for the White Sox. I know Ken Harrelson always called him Big Frank. So you're our Big Frank. And
only I could hit a baseball 9,000 feet.
Wouldn't that be nice? Frank Thomas was an amazing hitter.
You
and
think?
A great athlete for his size, power. You know, surefire Hall of Famer. So Big Frank is alongside here in for Scraby. If you miss Matt Scraby, and boy, don't we all, he's on the afternoons here for the next week or so, filling in for the vacationing Braden Surprenant. Tony Gwynn Jr. is down at Petco Park. He joins us again here shortly for today's countdown. Frank, the NBA finals haven't been determined yet, right? The Knicks won last night. You know that. Game 6 will be tomorrow in Indiana. Pacers will be looking to book their first trip to the finals since, I believe, 2000. They lost to the Lakers that year with Reggie Miller and company. When was the last time the Knicks were in the finals?
I think it was the year before that.
99, right?
Yeah, with against San Antonio.
Spurs.
Yes.
So both of these teams are looking to get back to the finals for the first time in forever. Knicks haven't won a championship since 73.
Oh.
Frank, I know you weren't around for that one.
No kidding.
The Pacers' last championship, also 1973. They were in the ABA that year. The rival league to the NBA. So neither of these teams have ever won it. But according to the pundits, neither team's going to win it this year either. Stephen A. Smith, the latest, only the latest, come out and basically say that it is over and done with. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be NBA champions. There's nothing anybody can do about it. ESPN did an article today talking about the startling similarities between this Thunder team and the last NBA dynasty, the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Golden State won their first championship 10 years ago, 2015. They had almost the same record as the Thunder that year in the regular season, 67-15, Thunder 68-14. Warriors had a plus 10 differential in scoring. Thunder plus 13 point differential this year. Both teams ranked number one in defense, both top three in offense. Both teams were led by a 26-year-old guard who won MVP. Obviously, SGA this year. 10 years ago, that guard was Steph Curry for the Warriors. Both teams had defensive specialists who came off the bench. For the Warriors, it was Andre Iguodala, who that year in 2015 actually won finals MVP. Could Alex Caruso do the same for the Thunder? Anyway, it's all over. As far as I've not heard anybody be so sure of an NBA champion before the finals even got underway. Probably going back to, you know, when the Bulls would win or something like that. I don't know. You know, there's just no chance, according to people who watch this stuff. I will see. Oklahoma City still has to prove it to me. I know they beat the T-Wolves by 30. I get that in the final game. They also lost to the T-Wolves by 42 in game three. They eked out a win in game four, and that was really the key game of that series. Oklahoma City, for being as unbeatable as everybody says they are, also was taken to seven games by Denver in the second round. I know they won game seven comfortably, but still taken to seven. It's hard for me to think that they're that completely unbeatable. But they're good. They do play great defense. They do have the ability to adjust to their opponent's style of play and, you know, beat them at their own style of play. SGA is obviously the focal point. Jalen Williams is a great sidekick for him. That guy's underrated. They rebound. They don't turn the ball over. And they force a ton of turnovers. So they got a lot of things going for them. No, they also haven't won a championship ever before. And I don't know. I'm not ready to give it to them yet. I know you probably aren't, because the Knicks still have a chance to be their opponent.
Well, no, and the thing is, we've seen it so often, not just in basketball, but in hockey and in baseball now as well, and even with college football, which we'll get into a little bit later. When you have that respite, when you have that time, especially mm-hmm. if this series goes seven games, yes, it goes back
Thunder's
to the Garden.
Thunder's going to be off for a while.
Yeah,
good
point. It's going to be about a week and a half mm-hmm. before the Thunder actually step on a basketball court in anger again. So game one, possibly game two,
maybe a little rust.
Yeah, there might not be. They might not be at full song.
It's a fair point. Look, Oklahoma City should be favored. They will be favored. They had the best record this year. They've won four playoff games by 30 plus points. No other team has ever done that, and they're not even to the finals yet. So they deserve their status as favorite. But I find it interesting that from Stephen A. Smith to ESPN to USA Today, I read the same story that the NBA Finals are already over. Don't even play them. I think that's too much. I think you're not giving enough to this Indiana and these New York team. They're both, you know, I think solid opponents. And I can't hand it to the Thunder quite yet.
And another thing that we see in postseason a lot, the team that usually cruises through usually is not the team that's going to win it, because they're not battle tested. You mm-hmm. need there's always that team that overcomes adversity, a long drawn out fist fight of a seven game series. There's always that turnaround that comes, and Oklahoma City's just walked right through this postseason. They really haven't had to fight. Meanwhile, you have the Knicks and the Pacers who have both had to fight individually to get to where they are and now are fighting each other to see who gets the chance.
Pacers took out a Cleveland team, I think it was five games. They won all three games in Cleveland.
The Knicks were...
The Knicks took out the Celtics.
A team that...
six or five.
I believe that was five. A team that they had not beaten all season. And that was a thing around that Knicks organization this year was they had not beaten anyone that was better than them. I think they went 0-for against Oklahoma City. They went 0-for against Boston. They went 0-for...
Against Cleveland,
yeah.
But then they beat Boston.
Yeah, and then they beat Boston in the playoffs.
Well, my thing is that Indiana hammered Cleveland, and I thought Cleveland was every bit as good as OKC this year during the regular season. So Oklahoma City may win it. They may lift the trophy, and maybe all these people are right, but I'm not sold yet. No. And maybe it's, you know, I'm not sure.
No, and the bottom
I certainly don't see a team that's, you know, on its way to winning five championships here in the next 9 years like the Warriors did, or four, or whatever that was. You know, if OKC does win this year, I think it'd be just as good a chance they don't win next year.
And if he wants to say it's the closest thing that we've had to that since then, I would have to somewhat agree.
Okay.
But they gotta do something with it. They gotta win this year.
They gotta get
right back at it again next year, because when Golden State was dominating, you knew the two teams that were gonna be in the finals every single year.
It was Golden State and Cleveland for at least a half decade there.
It was Golden State and Miami, I think. It was because this when LeBron was with...
No, Cleveland. Cleveland beat Golden State the one time, and Golden State beat Cleveland the other times.
Because LeBron was back in Cleveland.
Yes, right.
So you knew it was going to be... Golden State was going to be in the finals every single year. I don't feel that way with Oklahoma City, at least not yet.
Not yet. Not in the West, where there's too many other good teams.
Right.
I feel... But look, I'm taking too much away from OKC. They've been great. They've backed it up. They blow teams out. They have the team that should be favored. I just don't know that I can crown them the champs yet. We'll see. And first, we got to see who wins the Knicks and the Pacers. That may be determined tomorrow. Or what shirt would Frank wear in here on Monday to prepare for a Game 7? I don't even know if I want to ask that question, Frank. Do you have one in reserve for a game seven?
No, I do not, especially since we're moving now. I don't know where anything is.
I'll just buy you a Pacers jersey over the weekend. How's
Please
that?
Don't do
you
that.
You can wear that on
Please
Monday.
Don't do that.
Well, if you're going to root for the Pacers, you might as well go on. Or if you're going to pick the Pacers, you might as well go all in, I say.
Because the second I go all in is the second I get burned.
Okay.
That's always the way it happens. The second it's over, it's over.
I hear you. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, more on what's happening on this Friday in sports, Padres, Pirates, and also our countdown, basketball-oriented countdown. Think you'll like it? It's next on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
35 is the time. The pronunciation, according to Baseball Reference, is Bradley. B-R-A-D, Brad. Glay, G-L-A-Y, Bradley Rodriguez. It's spelled B-R-A-D-G-L-E-Y. Pronounced, though, Bradley Rodriguez. He's coming up to the Padres. He's the newest Padre. He's from Venezuela. He's 21 years old, right-hand flamethrower. We'll join the Padre bullpen beginning tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kyle Hart has been optioned back to the minor leagues. Still no word on who the Padres may start when the Kyle Hart spot in the rotation comes around again next Tuesday in San Francisco. But for now, Padres get themselves another bullpen arm. Rodriguez, with the 4-0 record at San Antonio, 3.22 ERA in 18 games. He had 5 saves, closer there. And 31 strikeouts, 5 walks. Good ratio for Bradley Rodriguez. We'll see if he has to make his debut tonight. David Morgan, who made his debut earlier this week, was on our program a little earlier in our Friar Friday interview. We'll have that for you in reprise a little bit later on. If you're also just tuned in, Mike Schilt on Ben and Woods this morning, providing updates, but not a whole lot of news on Michael King and also Yu Darvish, other than to tell you that, according to Mike Schilt, both guys are improving. Couldn't tell you when they're going to be back. So we'll just wait along with you and everybody else. The Padre bullpen, by the way, Frank, which is referred to by most, can't say I disagree, but is referred to by most as the best in Major League Baseball. Did you know that after going 22 for 22 in save opportunities to start the season, the bullpen is now just 4 out of its last 10? They've blown 6 leads in the last couple of weeks. And after opening the season with a 1.57 ERA in the first 3 weeks, the last 6 weeks, the bullpen ERA is 4.28, which is hardly, not even really good, to be honest with you. Now, Suarez has been, you know, consistently good. Jason Adam, other than Wednesday. Estrada's still, you know, been pretty reliable, but overall, the bullpen has not been lights out for a while now. And I'm not saying it's a concern. I'm saying it just is. And a return to form from this bullpen is going to be important, especially right now with the starting pitching down. You get yourself a lead, and you turn it over to this bullpen. Going to have to hold that lead now. So, you know, these games coming up.
I I know you guys are probably getting very, very sick and tired of hearing this, because I'm pretty sure all of the shows have been saying this over the last 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's baseball. Ah, these are things that happen.
That's baseball.
These things happen.
Why we go to you for insight.
You're always going to have stretches like this throughout the year.
But a 6-week stretch is a stretch.
It hasn't been six. It's been like 2 weeks.
I said 6 weeks. They've got a 4.28 ERA. 6 weeks. 4.28. That's a month and a half. That's a stretch, Frank. That's not just a stretch.
Offense hasn't been doing it either. The offense has been having its own set of issues.
And I'll explain it thusly. The offense, which had 20 10-hit games in the first 38, so more than half the games, they had 10 or more hits. You know how many 10-hit games they have in the last 16?
Three.
One. So, yeah. You put that together with the bullpen thing, and, you know, those are, you know, what you need to win, especially when your starting staff is hurting. In a lot of ways, 31-23, because they've overcome some stuff to get the 31-23, including injuries. So let's hope that the bullpen gets it back. Offense.
I mean,
it starts clicking again. Line drives, doubles in the gaps, the whole thing. It hasn't really been happening.
And we all have to remember where we were at the start of the season.
Before
the season started.
Yes, we thought.
We were expecting this team to be in third place.
88-89 wins, maybe sneak into the playoffs if we're lucky.
Yep, expecting the third wild card spot.
Yeah, that's a fair comment.
They overperformed.
They went 14-3 and got everybody's expectations through the roof.
Yep, they overperformed, and now they're starting to fall back to where they were supposed to be. Now, of course, the injuries don't help. Fernando not really hitting right now doesn't help. The fact that Merrill has been on and off the field all season doesn't help. You still have a pit in left field. Catcher has been worse than you had anticipated, even though you knew it was going to be bad. Now you're getting injuries to the start to the rotation. It does not help, but we knew that this team was not going to be a contender for the division when this season started. You were fighting for that final wild card spot.
But in actuality, they are competing at the moment.
No, at the moment,
the
yes.
Division.
I'm just
They're
saying the I'm saying the expectations that we had before we saw this team play.
Huh?
We knew it was not going to be a division winner. We knew it was going to be a team that was going to be second, third wild card, and just get to the playoffs. Maybe you can make something happen. They're starting to fall back into that now.
They are 17-20 over the last 37 games. I don't think they're that team. But they certainly have shown us that they're not the 14-3 team either.
Right. They're not as bad as they have been, but they're also not as good as they were.
All right. Having said that, let's just take three from the Pirates. I'd hate to ask for a sweep, but with the schedule coming up and all of the injuries, a sweep would be make me feel a lot better.
Helpful.
Probably make everybody out there feel a lot better. Series starts tonight. All right. Let's get to our countdown today. NBA Finals are coming up. And we have, as you'll hear in the countdown, we have representation here from L.A., Tony Gwynn Jr., Lakers, Chicago, Chris Ella, Bulls, and now New York with Frank on the Knicks. So we incorporated all of that into today's countdown after we get some traffic.
It's now time for Gwynn and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I think we got a pretty good countdown for you this Friday. And, you know, it has to look, the NBA Finals are just around the corner. The matchup isn't set yet, though, because the Knickerbockers, Frank's Knickerbockers, kept it alive last night. Oklahoma City's in. But I thought we'd do an NBA-themed one today, and I was looking, just thinking of this, and we have all of the big cities represented on this show, in a way. We have Tony as the big Laker fan, we have me, Chicago, and we have Frank now with New York. So I thought instead of doing the exact same category, we would do similar categories. And so Tony's going to count down his top five Lakers of all time, which is really tough, by the way, Tony, because you got about 1,000 candidates.
It's easier since we're saying my favorite.
Yeah, it's your favorite guys, yeah. So that will help. I got the Bulls. I wonder who'll be number one there. And Frank is going to do the Knicks. So we'll start with you, Frank. Let's go. Number five, and give me your fifth favorite and best New York Knickerbocker.
Number five.
Who you got?
For me, I'm going to take John Starks.
Not a bad call.
Big guard, like right around throughout the 90s. Was there
early
for
90s.
The big, yep, was there for the big years. Got to the finals. Didn't win, naturally. But yeah, I would go John Starks with my number five.
That's a good pick. And
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. And I know who wouldn't like that pick. My number one choice for the Bulls would not like that pick because Starks gave him a tough time. Back in the days in those playoff games, Starks was in his mug the entire way. Good player, Starks. All right, Tony, you're number five. Lakers.
Number five, top five Lakers. LeBron James is number five on my
sneaking
list.
In there, huh?
Okay. Snuck in there. He did.
What do you like about that guy, Tony? I can't imagine.
Well, he won a title. That's right. One thing. Yeah. In a Laker uniform. I also have just come to appreciate the man's longevity and the level in which he's played at. And so I wasn't always sure he would get into my top five because I have some Lakers that I hold near and dear to me.
I know.
One of them had to come off the list because of it. But I think LeBron deserved that. He gets number five on my list.
He deserves a sneak in there. Number five, LeBron James. As LeBron James himself said, it was pretty cool getting to be third team All-NBA as a 40-year-old.
Right? That's crazy.
He said that himself in case we didn't notice that he made it. All right, on to the Chicago Bulls, number five. And I'm going to start with Dennis Rodman here. Rodman only ranks fifth because he spent so much time as a hated Piston. But as a Bull, he helped them win three championships. And don't ever look how great Dennis Rodman was. His antics notwithstanding. 8 NBA rebound championships for Rodman, 9 times all defensive player, 2 times defensive player of the year. This guy was as good as anybody at 2 of the big parts of basketball, defense and rebounding. And he'll always be, you know, overlooked because he couldn't score, but he did everything else great when he was playing. So he's number 5 for me.
All right. Off to number 4.
Legit.
I'm number four. Frank's Knicks, number four.
For me, I'm going to go with Carmelo Anthony.
Ah.
Big name.
Lots of NBA champions. A lot of rings.
Regave the Knicks some sort of legitimacy. Second round of the playoffs a couple times. Did very well. Set a couple of career records for him, at least, with the Knicks. So I'm going to give it to Carmelo Anthony.
Gave him some legitimacy.
And
made the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer now. So he's got that going.
Oh, that's right. I think he said he's going to have Michael and AI introduce him. That's what he would to have, he said.
Not bad. All right. I think he should go with Jim Boeheim, but that's where he won his championship at Syracuse. All right, what do you got, Tony? Number four, Laker.
Number four on my Laker list is Nick the Quick Van Exel.
Aha.
At number four.
Cincinnati Bearcat.
Remember when Magic retired, there was like a lull. He was the first like bright spot that indicated the Lakers were going to be headed back towards, you know, championship level. Although he was never on one of their championship teams, he was the start. Him and Eddie Jones came in and they started to make the Lakers, you know, back relevant again after Magic retired. So Nick Van Exel, number four.
I was hoping that this list would create some names that we hadn't thought about in a while. And I think Nick Van Exel qualifies there.
For sure.
My number four Chicago Bull is going to be John Paxson. Paxson was Steve Kerr in the 3 years before Steve Kerr started shooting open jumpers, thanks to Michael Jordan.
Yep.
And the thing with John Paxson that I'll never forget is that he was the basic final nail in the coffin for 2 of their first 3 championships.
Yeah.
Tony probably didn't want to think about it, but the final win over the Lakers, it was Paxson that heated up in the fourth quarter to win that final game. And then a couple years later, he hit the actual championship-winning shot to beat Phoenix and Charles Barkley. So John Paxson, who played alongside Jordan, goes down in my memory banks as a great Chicago Bull. Although he was a terrible executive because he went on to be general manager after that, and they never won anything. So,
as they say, you can't have everything.
He and Jordan had that in common, actually. Neither of them were very good as executives.
Very true. My number three, New York Nick, I'm going to go with Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
Big guy out of Georgetown, first overall pick, was the face of the franchise when they came back.
I would say.
Late 80s, early 90s, through the mid-90s. I'm going with Patrick Ewing as my number three.
Patrick Ewing, another guy who has only an NCAA champ,
yeah,
like Carmelo.
There's a lot of that with the Knicks.
I know. Who you got number three, Tony?
Diesel. Shaq Diesel fits in at number three. Dude was the most dominant. It was you had to be there to see it. I mean, to understand it. Like, the dude was doing, he moved like somebody his size should move, and he's probably the strongest, most explosive human being at that size, and he used to let everybody know about it too.
Do you think when people think of Shaquille O'Neal, they'll always picture him in a Laker uniform? Or are there still some holdovers to the Orlando Magic?
No, I think most people will only. I think most people only remember him in a Laker uniform.
Yeah, yeah, that's where he won.
I think you got to be a real basketball fan to remember Shaq was in Orlando.
How about the worst uniform he was ever in? Wasn't he a Celtic at the very end, Tony, for 5 minutes?
He was a Celtic. He hit the whole rainbow.
He went to 12 teams right after
like
his career.
The Cavs, yeah. The Celtics, the Suns.
Yeah, Shaq. All right. Number three for me is Bob Butterbean Love. You got to go back, obviously, to the 70s for this, but the original good Chicago Bull teams were in the 70s. They lost to the Lakers every year in the playoffs for like 4 or 5 years in a row back then. But Bob Love was a two-time All-NBA forward, three-time All-Defense, averaged over 20 points 6 straight years, and he was my first favorite player as a young kid growing up on the Bulls. Silky smooth jumper from the baseline, passed away, I believe, last year, sadly. Never quite got to Hall of Fame status, but Bob Love was one of the great first Chicago Bulls. He's number three for me. All right, Frank,
Number two. A button I have to press there somewhere. For me, my number two for the Knicks, Willis Reed.
Good for you.
Two-time champion, NBA Hall of Famer, All-Star his first 7 years. Willis Reed, the captain.
He won two MVP
Knicks.
Awards,
yes.
Even.
Mm-hmm.
And
passed,
you know,
away in 2023, I believe,
yeah,
as well.
March the most 2020. Famous. Here's the interesting thing that the historians don't remember. Willis Reed's most famous moment was Game 7 of the Finals in 1970 when he had been hurt and missed all of Game 6. And he wasn't supposed to play in Game 7. We've probably all seen the clip. He comes running out, you know, at the last second to play in the game. He hits the first shot, a jump shot, to make it 2-0 Knicks. He doesn't score again, and they win the game. And to this day, he gets all the credit for that NBA championship. It's really amazing how history plays things out. Tony, who you got, number two?
Number two on my list is pretty simple. Irving Magic.
Yes, Johnson. Thank you, Tony.
Number two, I mean, it took a long time for there to be somebody that I actually enjoyed more than I enjoyed Magic. And I didn't even get real, like, all of Magic. Like, I didn't get him.
Right.
I wasn't coherent in, like, 83 and 4, 5. But, like, you know, you get to, like, 88, 89, even 87 probably. Mm-hmm. You can, that's some good Magic Johnson time right there. So he goes number two on my list.
Yeah. Magic Johnson's first ever NBA game was played at the San Diego Sports Arena against the then San Diego Clippers. Kareem hit a hook to win the game. Magic jumped into his arms, and Kareem was like, get off of me. It's only the first game of the season. Magic Johnson. Yeah. Number two for me, Scottie Pippen. I don't have to give a whole lot of reasons why. He's easily the second best bull ever. And I think that you might agree, Tony, or not, but I think if you had an all-time greatest defensive team, five guys in the history of the league, I think he could be on it. That's how good he was on defense. So, all right, Frank.
One. All right, for me, my number one is going to be Walt Clyde Frazier.
Good for you, Frank. Going back again to the 70s.
The face of those, the face of those NBA championship teams, still with the team as a broadcaster on a nightly basis. So I'm giving it to Clyde.
And I think the shirt you're wearing today, Frank, is something he might try out.
Yes.
Yeah, Tony, Walt's style is crazy.
Walt's pretty crazy style. And you know the game we talked about where Willis Reed ran on the floor and hit the first jumper? Frazier was the actual hero. He scored 38 against Jerry West to win that game. Walt Frazier was a pretty good player. I know who's number one for you. All right, we missed the tail end of this, but it was pretty simple. Tony went with Kobe Bryant for the Lakers because he loves Kobe Bryant. Who was I going to go with for the Bulls, you know?
Well, you know.
Orlando Woolridge. I mean, I think you know who we picked there.
Gotta go.
All right, we're back with Chris versus the fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.